With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Authorities in Iowa continuing their search and rescue efforts after a deadly tornado slammed that state, devastating the town of Greenfield and killing an undisclosed number of people there. Late Tuesday, the storms moving eastward to pummel parts of Illinois and Wisconsin, knocking out power to tens of thousands of customers in the two states. High interest rates and high prices are lowering home sales.
The National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes dropped nearly 2% in April. Sales were down all across the country, with the biggest drop being in the Northeast. The interest rate on the benchmark 30-year fixed-rate loan has increased 5 of the last 6 weeks and is now just over 7%. The median price of previously occupied homes increased to almost $408,000. That's the 10th straight monthly increase and a record for April. The high prices are caused partly by a tight inventory of available homes. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, several European nations are recognizing the state of Palestine.
Norway, Ireland, and Spain say they're recognizing a Palestinian state in a historic move. Norway's Prime Minister, Jonas Gahr Støre, said the Scandinavian country will officially recognize a Palestinian state as of May 28. Irish Prime Minister Simon Harris said on Wednesday his country is coordinating with Spain and Norway, an historic and important day for Palestine. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said his country will recognize the state on May 28 too. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
But Wall Street stocks are lower. The Dow is down 232 points. The Nasdaq losing 54. This is SRN News. Pope Francis sparks controversy again.
In an interview with 60 Minutes, the pontiff said, "Of the human race, we are all fundamentally good. There are some sinners, but the heart itself is good." His statement seemed to run contrary to the biblical assertions that all have sinned and the heart of man is desperately wicked. The Pope is already in the process of splitting his own church over the issue of homosexuality, allowing priests to bless same-sex civil unions. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
A Maine woman is appealing the dismissal of her lawsuit that accused school officials of encouraging her teenage daughter's decision to live as a boy. The teachers provided the girl with a chest binder and began using a new name and pronouns without consulting her mother. The lawsuit, the latest to weigh a minor's right to privacy against a parent's right to supervise their children's health and education. This is SRN News. Washington correspondent Ben Thomas says Russia has begun nuclear drills and an apparent warning to the West over Ukraine.
Russia's defense ministry says it's begun a round of drills involving tactical nuclear weapons. Officials say it's a response to remarks by Western officials about the possibility of deeper involvement in the war in Ukraine. The announcement came after French President Emmanuel Macron reiterated that he doesn't exclude sending troops to Ukraine. And UK Foreign Secretary David Cameron said Kyiv's forces will be able to use British long-range weapons to strike targets inside Russia.
That's a decision for Ukraine, and Ukraine has that right. Just as Russia is striking inside Ukraine, you can quite understand why Ukraine feels the need to make sure it's defending itself, it's getting the Russians out of its country, and it has the ability to strike back.
Comments the Kremlin has called dangerous. I'm Ben Thomas.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.